The last two times we spoke about the first two statements of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. The first, Hevu Metunim Bedin. The second, Hamidu Talmidim Harbe. Today we're going to speak about the third one, Asu Siyog LaTorah. Make a fence, a gate around the Torah. The Rambam explains that these are the Gzerot and the Tarkonot that keep someone far away from Averot. And he quotes a pasuk, the pasuk from Yikra Perek Yud Gimel, Ushemartem Et Mishmarti, watch my watch. What does that mean? The Gemara in Yevamot Daf Chaf Aleph explains that it means Asu Mishmeret LeMishmarti, place a guard around what you watch for me. If a person sees fulfilling mitzvot and avoiding Averot, not just as a responsibility, but something they value, something they want to ensure they'll succeed at, they want to protect themselves, they want to put up protections. I remember when I was in elementary school, the boys were complaining to the Rebbe, why do we have all these laws, Isser Yichud, Isser Negia? You think just because a boy and girl will be in the room together, they'll have sexual relations? And I remember the Rebbe picked up his briefcase, put it on the desk and said, if I told you there was a 0.01% chance that touching this briefcase would electrocute you, would you touch it? Would you just leave it there, or would you build a fence around it so you wouldn't just fall into it? He says, if you care about something, if you see something as dangerous, you want to protect yourself from it. Maybe the most famous source for this is Chazal's limud from the juxtaposition of Nazir to Sota. Why are they put next to each other in Parshat Naso? Rashi quotes Chazal, who famously say, when a person sees what happens to a woman who drinks Yazir Atzmo Min Hayayin, he'll avoid wine so he won't come close to the problem. Interestingly, the Medrash Rabbah in Shmot Perek Tet Zayin learns the juxtaposition in the other way as well. It points out that Hilchot Nazirut, the Nazir is very careful to stay far away from Yayin and Tumah. Nazir is in and of itself an example of Gzerot and Takanot. And the Medrash says we're meant to learn from Nazir to the laws of men and women and the caution we need to show when being involved with each other. We live in a world with a lot of Nisyonot. And we daven every morning, Shetargileinu b'toratecha v'dabkeinu b'mitzvotecha v'al tivyeinu lo lidei chet v'lo lidei avira v'yavon v'lo lidei nisayon. We daven that Hashem shouldn't test us. Obviously, we ourselves should do our best to not test ourselves either. The Chazon Ish, Emunah Bitachon Perek Dalet, he says, there's a mitzvah l'hisrachek mi'nisyonot. A person who cares about not tripping up will do his best to distance himself from things that could trip him. And this obviously is very relevant in our generation, where there are so many things that pursue us to trip us. We know, for example, how important it is to use a cell phone with a filter. Why would we put ourselves in a situation where there's such a strong nisayon? The Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Nun Zayin in fact says that if a person chooses to walk a path where there's a nisayon, when they could have gone some other way, they're a rasha. Why would a person not want to protect themselves, if they can, from averot? The Gemara in fact concludes there and says, even if there's no other way to go, a person has to work hard on protecting themselves. And this is what Chazal mean, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the Asu Siyog LaTorah. If we care about the Torah, we want to ensure the best we can that we can observe it. So the three statements of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola relate to how we judge others, how we influence others, and how we protect ourselves. Shabbat Shalom.